Let us then turn in our catechisms to read together our confession of faith, looking at Lord's Day 7 in the catechism as we continue to look particularly at the Savior whom God has given to us and how we are to be saved from our sins. And we look specifically at faith this morning. What does it mean to believe? So let us read together our confession of faith, beginning with question and answer 20 in the Catechism. Are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? No, only those who by true faith are engrafted into him and receive all his benefits. What is true faith? True faith is not only a sure knowledge whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in his word, but also a hearty trust, which the Holy Ghost works in me by the gospel, that not only to others, but to me also, forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God, merely of grace, only for the sake of Christ's merits. What then is necessary for a Christian to believe? All that is promised us in the gospel, which the articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith teach us in summary. What are these articles? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So the Catechism rightly asks, are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? There are passages of Scripture that make it sound that way, and so we have to ask the question. There are churches that teach that. But we have to understand that the less clear pieces, sections of Scripture have to be interpreted by the more clear passages of Scripture. And the Scriptures are very clear that God will send certain people to heaven and certain people to hell. We have to understand that. And so, are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? No! Only those who by true faith are engrafted into him and receive all of his benefits. We have to understand that those who are by true faith engrafted into Christ, those are the ones who are saved in Christ. It is not all people. So when people quote to us perhaps John 3:16, it doesn't say that salvation is for everyone. In fact, it's very clear if you read the next two verses that those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the only begotten Son of God. And so we have to understand that there are some who are regenerate by the power of God, by true faith, engrafted into him, and they receive all of his benefits. That we receive God's benefits, Jesus' benefits, through faith. One of the ways that faith is perhaps can be talked about is faith is not somehow a token that we give to God and God then gives us salvation. Faith is more like the pipes. Do you drink the pipes? Of course not. You drink the water that comes through the pipes. Faith is like a pipe from God to us. And so we don't give God worthy faith somehow, and then He gives us salvation. He freely gives to us salvation through faith. In fact, question answer 61 talks about it in this manner: I can receive the same and make it my own in no other way than by faith only. We can receive the benefits of salvation in no other way than by faith alone. So what is true faith? True faith is not only a certain knowledge whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in His Word. There is the old way of talking about faith. There are three parts to faith: fides, essentius, and notitia. I'll talk about those more clearly. Notitia is the idea of knowledge here. True faith has a knowledge. And what we have to understand is that we need to know something to believe. Go back to question answer 2 of the catechism. How many things must you know that in this faith you may live and die happily? How many things do you have to know? True faith has to have a knowledge. This is why we do these crazy things like catechism, teaching children to memorize the truth, the summary of the truth of God's Word. Most churches had that historically, but they have bowed before culture. Well, brothers and sisters, we don't know something we haven't memorized. We have to understand that. And so we have to memorize the basic things. And then when you are in a situation in which this is questioned, by the grace of God, it comes to our minds. How many of us wanted to memorize the catechism when we were kids? Raise your hands. Anybody? Oh. But how many of us know now how important it is for us to know the basics? And that is a basic, that is an elementary school education in the Christian faith. Let me tell you, it's just like when I got my pilot's license, one of the things they said to me is, now you have a license to learn. That's what catechism is. That's a license to learn. And sadly, many churches don't give their kids that, the basics to build on. That is a huge disservice. And so we have to have a knowledge, because there's many Jesus Christs running around the world. The Jesus Christ who was just a buddy. The Jesus Christ who taught good things, but He'd never say something mean to you. What did Jesus say when He went into the temple? Oh, let's have a hugging fest. Is that how He came into the temple? I don't think so. He came with a whip. Why? Because there are certain things we do in God's temple and there are certain things we don't do. And we are called to be obedient to God. And so there are things we need to know. And that's what the catechism asks next, of course, is what do we need to know? But there is, first of all, coming back to faith, so there is a notitia, there is that knowledge, there is the assent. And that's continuing here in this first section. True faith is not only a sure knowledge, or a certain knowledge is how I learned it, whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in His Word. This is the assent that's involved, the conviction that what we know, that knowledge, that's true. I can know what the Buddhists believe. Do I believe that's true? Of course not. We have to understand that. That there is more to faith than just knowledge. If you know Reverend Vanderhart, I almost gave him a doctorate anyway. Poor guy, he should have one. But anyway, he has a sermon that he preaches talking about getting 10 inches from heaven. There's approximately 10 inches between your head and your heart. You can know all sorts of stuff, Do you believe it? Do you really have that conviction that what we know is true? But then there's another aspect, this fides, also a hearty trust, which the Holy Ghost works in me by the gospel, that not only to others, but to me. There's this trust in God, entrusting ourselves into that faith, a trust in God, living by faith. There's the old story, and I think it's just a little story, but anyway, of the town was having a prayer meeting for rain. But there was only one little girl who came to the prayer meeting with an umbrella. Living based on that fact. So not only the knowledge, which is central, also the conviction that what we know is true, and then to live on that fact. And that comes, of course, by the power of the Holy Ghost working in us, by the gospel, that it's not only for other people, but it's for me. Because too often, and I can fall into this, is to say, yeah, salvation is out there, but I'm too rotten a sinner. God can't save me. But brothers and sisters, yes, God can and does. Believe on Him, forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God, merely of grace, only for the sake of Christ's merits. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. That faith is the substance of the things that we don't see. And we talked about angels in our call to worship. There are angels. There is a whole spiritual world that we so easily forget about and our culture tries not to consider. Brothers and sisters, it is very real. What then is necessary for a Christian to believe? All that is promised in the gospel, which the articles of our Catholic Undoubted Christian Faith teach us in summary. So, the things that are promised in the gospel. John 20, 31, as John reflects on what he's doing, writing down his gospel. He says, the world could not contain the books of all that Jesus did on this earth. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. Do we need to know everything that Jesus did? No. We need to know what Jesus did so that we can believe on Him, believe He is God, and believe in salvation through Him and receive salvation in Him. Which the articles of our Catholic, of course, that word is somewhat misunderstood. That means universal with regard to space and time. Undoubted that there is no reason to doubt the faith. Christian faith teach us in summary. And we will have, by the grace of God, opportunity, the Lord willing, to look at these articles in the coming weeks and months. So, brothers and sisters, what is true faith? It is a knowledge. It is a trust that these things are true. And it is a trust that they are for you and me, not just for other possible people out there. Amen.